This is VOA News via remote. I'm Tommy McNeil.
Globally, nearly 271,000 people have died from COVID-19, and there's been more than 3.9 million confirmed infections. Approximately 77,000 people in the United States have died from the virus, and there are nearly 1.3 million confirmed cases. The U.S. Department of Labor says an additional 3.2 million Americans filed for unemployment benefits last week, taking the total to more than 33.5 million since the start of shutdowns intended to stop the spread of the coronavirus. The number of laid-off workers receiving aid is now equal to 15.5% of the world workforce eligible for unemployment benefits. A Chinese foreign ministry spokeswoman on Thursday responded to a series of criticisms from U.S. politicians over COVID-19. This includes that of the Secretary of State Mike Pompeo, citing contradictions in the U.S.'s government actions. In response to some who accused China of delays and cover-ups, which led to the spread, Hua Chunying, the spokeswoman for the Chinese Ministry of Foreign Affairs, said Thursday that reports from U.S. health organizations have already proven otherwise. Hua also raised the question of how the U.S. is treating its own whistleblowers, when its politicians frequently attacks China's handling of whistleblowers like former Navy ship Captain Brett Crozier, who was fired for allowing his concerns about a COVID outbreak on a ship to go public. The foreign ministry spokeswoman urged the U.S. to stop the blame game, as the U.S. People's lives are at risk, and take real actions to safeguard the people's health. Earlier, the Secretary Pompeo said the U.S. intelligence community is still figuring out precisely where the coronavirus began, but China continues to deny access and be opaque. This is VOA News.